It's 5 o'clock Wednesday. Welcome to Joyful Echo with Jean and Kathleen on Carolina Catholic Radio Charlotte, where we gather together as sisters in friendship to echo God's love. Now here are your hosts, Jean and Kathleen.
Hey ladies, this is Jean.
Hey, this is Kathleen. So happy to be with you again.
Oh, it is. It is. I hope you all are following us on Instagram, Joyful Echo, and you saw the little ladybug on St. Joseph's head that I mentioned last week. But we
And Facebook.
You can also find us, because when I was with my mother-in-law down in Florida a couple weeks ago, she goes, how are the different ways I can hear you if I'm not on the radio at 5 o'clock? And she's down in Florida, and she doesn't realize she can't get the radio right down there at 5 o'clock.
That will be all the time.
That would be all the time. But you can go to CarolinaCatholicMedia.org, and you can find us on YouTube. You can hear us on the radio. You can download the mobile app, which is awesome.
Yeah, you can listen on demand whenever you want to listen. And this is our third year, so you can even listen if you're new to the show. You can listen to our older episodes.
Yes, and if you have some extra cash in your little pocket, you can give a donation, because it is funded by viewer listeners.
Right. That money doesn't come to us.
No. No, we're fine with that, too.
We're not looking for that.
No, but just, we just like having the microphone.
Yes.
That's our pay. We love talking about Jesus. But the radio station, the Carolina Catholic Media Network, does have some employees that make this role.
Yes, couldn't do it without them.
That's right. So if you can just think about that and fund them a little bit here and there, we would greatly appreciate it.
Yes, yes. Well, I have to say, Jean, last week, Isaiah 43, I'm telling you, this is a game changer for 2023, ladies.
I've got her hooked.
Yes. Yes. Isaiah 43.
I hope you're reading it, because I still am, and marking up my Bible every day. He's really helping me with this.
Wonderful. All right. So for today, here's what I'm shifting gears a little bit. So from Scripture, I'm going to go to a different place. And this is a place where, when you're talking to someone who is not in Scripture regularly, who is in the world, influenced by things that they see or read or hear out in the secular world, how do you have that conversation? How do you bring the Lord in when their frame of reference is not, guess what I read in Scripture this morning? Or guess what the Lord brought to me while I was in adoration? When they're saying things like, guess what I saw on Netflix? Guess what I heard on the radio? I had one of these encounters with someone who's a wonderful individual. It's not like it has to be someone who's away from the faith even. But anyway, the thing that this person was bringing to me was something that was on Netflix, and it's this psychologist, I'm not sure which one he is, but anyway, he has these tools that he's put together in his practice, and I guess he is the therapist for a celebrity, and so this celebrity is introducing, you know, the world to these tools. Well, one of these tools, because of course anything that is true has its origins in the Lord, right? And so
that's why it's confusing.
That's why it can be confusing. Yes. But when you are seeing things through the eyes of faith, your eyes are tuned to see the God parts. You know, some people talk about, or it was very fashionable to talk about, the fingerprints of God. There was that song a long time ago. But it's true. You see the truth in whatever else might be around it, you know? And so, as you know, we're talking this thing out, one of the things that was shared that was one of these tools that I thought, it resonated in me. The tool was this. It was called the String of Pearls. And the idea is that in each moment, you might have one thing that you know is the thing that you really should be doing in this moment. And you choose that, however small and insignificant it might look at the time. And you choose that. And ultimately, your day is just a string of these pearls, of these choices that are choices really for life, right? We know in Deuteronomy, the Lord says, I place before you life and death. Choose life, okay? So in my mind, with the eyes of faith and the ears of faith. That's what I'm hearing. These choices for life, these choices for the Lord. String them all together. Mm-hmm. The other thing that this therapist said was, you have to recognize that each pearl has some imperfection to it. So I'm thinking in my mind, okay, natural pearls, that's how they form. They're not those perfect round, mm-hmm. you know, the farmed pearls that we're used to seeing. Natural pearls are not perfectly round. Mm-hmm. They do have imperfections. And at their core, all of them started as an irritant, mm-hmm. right, mm-hmm. for an oyster. So we can't allow an imperfection in our choice. And that imperfection might be, well, I didn't do this with a pure intention. Mm-hmm. You know, I did have some good intention when I chose this, but I also had maybe a little bit of selfishness. Or maybe I did choose the right thing, but not right away. Mm-hmm. It took me a while to give in to what I knew was the right thing to do. Whatever that imperfection is, don't let that rob you of the joy of seeing how the Lord brought you to a place by his grace that you could choose life. And mm-hmm. instead, just put that pearl right on your string mm-hmm. and keep going through the day collecting these pearls. And so this other person and I, instead of me saying to this person, oh, you know, I don't believe in this stuff. Mm-hmm. I think this person's got a bunch of weird ideas and, you know, something that's going to come from some celebrity's therapy sessions. I'm not interested in that. We're Catholic. We shouldn't be talking about mm-hmm. this. Instead of doing that, which I think would have come across as very judgmental, mm-hmm. and it would have said to this person, this thing that you're excited to talk about, it's bad, and you should feel ashamed for even wanting to talk mm-hmm. to me about it. Mm-hmm. You know, instead of having that, we were able to have this conversation. Mm-hmm. And I was able to say, okay, Lord, show me the truth in this that is from you mm-hmm. that I can take into my day, regardless of its origin. Its ultimate origin is you. And I have to say that there have been many days now when I have struggled mm-hmm. with what was in front of me in that moment, and offer it up is something that I'm used to hearing. But there are times, because I'm used to hearing it, that I can disregard it too mm-hmm. in that moment mm-hmm. where I'm like walking by the dishwasher. I know it's finished. I know it needs to be emptied. Ooh. I don't want to do it right this second.
Yep. Yep.
Right? It's not that I want to go, you know, rest on the couch, but I just don't feel like doing it right that second. Mm-hmm. And I can say to myself, string the pearl.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I like that.
String the pearl. String the pearl. And I'm telling you, it has borne real fruit in my life in terms of thinking mm-hmm. that through, and also in my relationship with that individual, to be able to have these kinds of conversations and, you know, bring eventually this person to the point of saying, okay, let me share with you something
right.
today mm-hmm. that came from my morning devotion mm-hmm. that I heard in prayer. And this person's ears are going to be a little more open mm-hmm. because this person's heart will be a little more open mm-hmm. because I also met what was said to me mm-hmm. with openness mm-hmm. and respect mm-hmm. for that individual. Mm-hmm. Right. And I wanted to share that with you all, because I know that as wonderful as it is to have holy friendships where you can talk about the Lord, and you do all the time, a lot of your relationships are going to be with people who aren't in that place.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what happened with us. It wasn't it true? I mean, I didn't know how to really read scripture until I actually came back from Medjugorje, and Our Lady put me to work immediately teaching 7th and 8th grade confirmation students. And it was on the four Gospels. I'm like, all right, we're going to learn how to look up scripture. And that's how
Here we go together.
Here we go together. I was, I think, 25, 26 years old at the time, and I didn't even know how to open a Bible. And I don't fault anybody for that. That's okay. You start sometime in life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then God doesn't outdo us in generosity. He's just so excited. You've opened up his word, and now he's going to teach you how to speak. But I think that's really beautiful. I think you have to have a childlike spirit of poverty, understanding that you too only know partially. And mm-hmm. I think that's exactly what you did, Kathleen, as a friend. You listened and you realized you don't know everything. And what is the God's trying to speak to you through this beautiful friend's experience? Because mm-hmm. God uses all things.
Yes.
All things. Even things that aren't good, God uses.
Right. We don't seek out things that aren't good, but when they come to us in
right.
the world, and they are going to.
They are. Mm-hmm. I found myself, I love historical fiction, if mm-hmm. you know me, and I'm very careful what I watch on TV. I just don't like to watch violence.
Right, right.
I don't care to watch any sexual scenes. I don't like when a language GD. I just love the Lord so much. I feel like I am hanging out with a crowd that's being mean to the Lord when I watch
right.
that. I just don't.
Dishonors.
I can't do it. Dishonors.
Yeah, yeah,
and I'm
yeah.
trying to live like Nathaniel, no duplicity in him.
Mm-hmm,
it's really my goal this year, genuineness. And so there is a point, and I'm losing it in my menopausal stage. There is a point, girls. I promise. Come back, Lord. Come back, Holy
Spirit. So even though you were saying, like, even though you don't, you do watch.
Okay, sure. There we go.
Yep.
So my husband and I were watching on Masterpiece Theater. I think it was mm-hmm. Masterpiece, okay. which I love. Victoria.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Queen mm-hmm. Victoria.
About Queen Victoria and Albert.
And the Lord was using that to speak to me so vividly, because there's a psalm that talks about running in God's majesty, and the little boy was running down the hall of the castle.
In the palace,
in the
right.
palace.
Aww.
But he does. He uses the ordinary things in life to mm-hmm. speak extraordinary. And we talked about last week in Isaiah 43 about ears. You have ears, but you're not hearing, and you have eyes that you're not seeing. But ladies, introduce yourself to scripture, because he will help you see mm-hmm. so you can live in this world and see his hand on everything,
right.
his wonder and his awe. It's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, wonder and awe, right? Fear of the Lord. That's wonder and awe. Like, wow, Lord, he wants you to live that life
mm-hmm.
abundantly. And so you can go and you can have conversations and have the Lord speak to you about pearls,
right? You know, and I think it's also part of how, in that relationship with the Lord, then you are never without him.
Oh no, never.
Regardless of your circumstances,
that's right.
You can see him.
That's right.
You can see his word. You can see the effects of his love. If you are in reality,
mm-hmm.
right?
mm-hmm.
Then he's there for
you
to see.
That's right. And he wants to show you.
Mm-hmm.
He wants mm-hmm. to show you. He loves to be the center.
Yes. Well, it's truth mm-hmm. that he's the center.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not looking for something that's not justice, right?
That's right. That's right. Oh, God is
yes.
good.
He is. He is. It's time for break.
Is it time for break?
I think it is.
Is it time
oh,
for
my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. Got one more
we
minute.
We have a minute.
Ladies, sometimes we'll be talking and poor Chris is back there and he makes hand signals to us. And I'm like, we didn't watch him this time.
Yes, we weren't. We weren't. Yes. So when we come back from break, we're going to come back to this idea of how you can string those pearls,
mm-hmm.
how you can get past maybe the imperfection in your intention that's keeping you from seeing what a beautiful strand of pearls you're stringing for the Lord.
Yes. See you soon, ladies. Thank you.
labor trafficking is a form of human trafficking that can happen to anyone, regardless of age, gender, culture, race, or citizenship status. Labor trafficking involves manual labor that can subject someone to long hours of work without breaks. Labor traffickers can recruit an individual to work by using threats, lies, or other types of manipulation to ensure that a worker does not report what is happening to them. Whether you are visiting farms in Atlantic County or dining in restaurants in Bergen County, labor trafficking can be seen in many different industries like gas stations, restaurants, hotels, farm working, or construction sites. It is not uncommon to see a manager or supervisor hovering over an employee or using threatening language when talking to someone at risk of labor trafficking. Examples of exploitive work conditions may include lack of personal protective equipment like masks, gloves, and goggles when using sharp objects, heavy lifting, or operating machinery. Victims of labor trafficking may appear in public settings with physical injuries, lack of proper hygiene, or feelings of fear. Types of labor trafficking may include domestic servitude, debt bondage, involuntary child labor, and other forms. Most victims of labor trafficking are not aware of their rights when working for an abusive employer. Regardless of your citizenship status, you have rights in this country. Everyone is entitled to back wages, overtime pay, or basic protective equipment. Every victim who is a non-citizen is eligible for continued presence, T visa, or U visa. Local consulates are available and willing to assist non-citizens in completing their visa documentation as well as understanding their human rights. Silence is not an option. If you're a victim of this form of abuse or you know someone whom you suspect of this, call the National Human Trafficking Hotline at 888-373-7888 or text HELP or INFO to 233-733. With your help, we can keep our community safe.
The Carolina Catholic Radio Network and AM 1270 Catholic Radio Charlotte is seeking business partners who share our vision and mission to invest in keeping our Catholic voice alive across the Carolinas. For more information, contact us through our website at carolinacatholicradio.org.
Hello, ladies. Welcome back with Kathleen and I. Our second half of our show, we have been talking about these beautiful pearls that we can collect through the day. And the pearls, I love that you said, Kathleen, they're not perfect.
No.
I think that's absolutely a trap. This perfection is so dangerous.
It is, because it really robs... it robs the Lord of the truth, the truth that we are not perfect. If we were perfect, if we could love him as faithfully and as perfectly as he deserves, we would not need a Savior.
No, we wouldn't.
And we do need a Savior.
And there's so much good that comes in failure of learning, because he's right there giving us a double dose of grace to really learn from failure. I mean, it's so soothing when the Lord corrects. He does not condemn.
No, it is gentle.
It's gentle.
The part that is harsh is our part.
Exactly.
And of course the enemy, fuels that. But his part is very gentle. And I'll tell you, even if the first time you do this, even if at the end of the day you think, okay, I only have two pearls on this string, that was it. Okay, but whatever that string looks like, give it to Our Lady at the end of the day. When you do your examination of conscience and you recognize, okay, here's how the day went in terms of my purpose to give glory to the Lord in this day that I was given by him. Whatever those pearls look like, they're a gift for your heavenly mother.
You know what I have to laugh about? Jerry bought me a new Fitbit watch
yeah.
Fitbit watch for Christmas. And I'm keeping account of my steps and how much water. And I really like it because I'm trying to be healthier as I mm-hmm. age. And we have a little competition between he and I, which he loves. But wouldn't that be cool if they had a little pearl? Little thing yeah. on there because the watch. How many pearls are you giving up your pearls? You know, because
well, and these are all things, aren't right. they, that are part of a Catholic life already? Mm-hmm. That you know, centuries and centuries ago, this is the wisdom of the church mm-hmm. and the saints to tell us: don't just sort of you know wander around in life. No, hold yourself accountable. Have that daily examination of conscience. I mean, this is the Fitbit idea
yes.
for your faith.
Yeah,
centuries
like
and centuries ago, understanding human nature that we need to be thoughtful and mindful of where we need to turn to the Lord more mm-hmm. because we are particularly weak in that mm-hmm. area and we're falling and. That's how you can word it. If you have a hard time with that idea of, oh, this is where I'm failing the Lord. This is where I'm, you know, uh-huh. just not doing what I know I should do. Frame it that way. Reframe the language and say, this is where I need the Lord in a particular uh-huh. way. Uh-huh. This is where I'm more aware that I need to lean on uh-huh. his strength. This is where I am poor.
That's right. Poverty. That's poverty of spirit, girls.
Yes.
That's because there is blessing in mm-hmm. poverty of spirit, flourishing in mm-hmm. poverty of spirit. And you know, a little FYI, you can go right to Our Lady and say, Blessed Mother, I need your virtue of charity right now. Or I need your virtue of whatever you are in need. And she will give that to you. Mm-hmm. She shares. She imparts to you what has been given to her because she's our mother.
Yes.
And it really works, but you got to practice it.
Right. And she loves to dispense mm-hmm. those graces, right? And
yes.
to kind of go back to the pearl metaphor again, you know, some pearls are little mm-hmm. because that irritant, that little bit of sand or whatever that got into the oyster, it gets a couple layers and it's only a certain size. And then for whatever reason, it gets expelled mm-hmm. from the oyster. But some pearls are big.
Mm.
Some pearls are big. And you know what that means for the oyster? It means that that irritant was being covered over and covered over and covered over a long period of time.
That's right.
A long period of time. And no one thinks like, oh, that oyster really didn't do a good job with that irritant. No one thinks that. We just think, oh my goodness, look at how beautiful this pearl mm-hmm. is. Look at how large it is. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you might have an area in your life that is an irritant that has been with you for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's a constant effort of turning to the Lord mm-hmm. and letting him put that glaze over it or that, you know, layer of calcium, whatever that is in the oyster that causes the new layer on the pearl. And God willing, when we die, we will have big pearls.
That's right.
To offer to the Lord in gratitude for everything that he's done for
mm-hmm,
us.
Mm-hmm. What is this, the parable that Jesus speaks about when a man finds heaven is like a treasure.
Oh, the pearl of great price.
The pearl of great. He goes and sells everything.
Yep.
For that pearl.
Mm-hmm.
That one pearl.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about a string of pearls.
String of pearls.
So the one pearl. And I heard a speaker over the weekend. You all know I'm going to school and learning more about the Holy Spirit. And he spoke, his name is Damian Stein, and he was speaking about the pearls that were in his life through the Holy Spirit. And he was speaking and sharing stories and not boasting. He said something very interesting. He says, if you don't know what to pay the price for, you never will.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking of you ladies when we're stringing these pearls.
Yes.
Whether it is taking a risk and praying with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Might be. Or offering something up, or sitting down and saying, you know what, I'm just going to read scripture. My day is real busy, but I'm going to give the Lord 5 minutes. These are all pearls, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, they are.
But if you are not witnessing those pearls, if you're not living that life, then another one does not know what to pay the price for. that Jesus says, when you find this treasure, you give up everything. You pay the price to keep that treasure. You have to visually see it. And that's what we do in our life. We show to others in our life the way we live of what to pay the price for. Hey, she's full of joy. She's full of peace. I see her struggle. It's a visual of, okay, I can do this. I am going to give my life to you, Lord. I'm going to give you everything because I've watched her.
Watched her
pay the price. And she's worthy and beautiful, a pearl at a great price.
And sometimes it's how we treat other people as much as it is the way we carry ourselves and how we behave. Our demeanor, it can also be the dignity that we afford other people. When we recognize the dignity in someone else and we treat them in accordance with that dignity, that's also what makes that person want to know why. Why does she think that I am worth her time, worth her love? Why does she think that I have these beautiful attributes or these gifts in me? That can also turn someone to consider the Lord as the source. Because at some point, someone who's not used to being treated with dignity is going to ask you, why? Why are you so nice to me? Why are you so good to me? Why do you see these things in me that no one else sees? And that's an opportunity to be able to witness to the truth. That she or he is precious. In the Lord's eyes. And that is truth. And that's what that person is seeing out of your behavior.
And you treat them that way because not of what they do, because of who they are. Who they are, because God loves them. He speaks of it again in Isaiah 43. You are precious. You are mine. I called you by name.
All right, it is time for prayer, and so it's time for us to string a pearl, right? Let this prayer be a pearl. So maybe you're already seeing the imperfections. Maybe you're already saying, oh, I don't know. I don't know if I want to pray right now with them, or maybe I'll just turn off the show and I'll listen in again next week. That's all right. Okay. Don't just expel that irritant. Let's allow the Lord to glaze it over. Glaze it over and make a pearl. All right. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We praise you, God our Father. We praise you in your goodness. We thank you. We thank you, Father, for the gift of your Son. We thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit poured out over us. We thank you as well for revealing this truth of who you are, the most intimate details of you as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, that you would reveal such a precious truth to us. There is nothing we could ever do to deserve that gift, but we are grateful. And so in gratitude we come to you in prayer and acknowledge this truth, that we know that you are a communion of persons, that you live and exist as perfect love, and that out of that love you've willed each of us into existence exactly the way we are. You created us.
Thank you, Lord. I have a little word here from the Lord. It's from Isaiah 42. Lord, and we will just deliver this to our women and for us. And we hold on to this declaration. And I will lead the blind in a way that they know not. In paths that they have not known, I will guide them. I will turn the darkness before them into light, the rough places into level grounds. These are the things I will do. I will not forsake them. They shall be turned back in utterly shame who trust in graven images and say to molten images, you are our God. Mm. No, you blind, you will see. Deaf will hear.
Yes, however imperfectly, Father, we do declare that you are the only God. You are our only and our true Savior. We have nowhere else to turn. Mm. And it is not because we don't have any other options, we're so pitiful. No, it is because we know that you are the only truth, the only reality, the only God. We would search in vain to look for some other way to be saved from our circumstances.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for always inspiring the show, Lord. Thank you for bringing all of us together, our listeners. Thank you that we are united in your love. And we thank you for all the good that you are doing. All of the good. And I just pray in the next few days that we will bring that good word out to everyone we know, that we will be strong in our hope, Lord. Give us the grace to be strong in both hope and faith, to share your good word, to show the world that your goodness reigns and it is so present.
And I want to lift up to the Lord's throne at this time anyone who's having a prompting toward a holy action, something for the Lord that he's been placing on your heart and you're reluctant. You've just been putting it off. You're trying to pretend that you're not hearing his voice in that. You're coming up with excuses for why you're not going to do it. Have courage.
That's right. Take
courage. Lord, give this person courage act on this holy inspiration.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's always risk with you, Lord, in a good way. We have to deny ourselves, and we praise you for that grace. We praise you for that pearl. We praise you for the difficulty. We praise you in all things, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. In the name of the Father, and Son,
and
Holy
Spirit.
Amen.
All right,
ladies,
this is another episode.
I know, we keep
going.
It's
in the books. Please
join
us.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Next Wednesday for a new episode of Joyful Echo, 5 o'clock on Carolina Catholic Media.
Bye, ladies.